24/7 or like us on Facebook.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Happening across the nation right now, ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is March 24th, Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. Do you know what we call folks who don't love chocolate-covered raisins? Goobers! Happy Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5, and I want a chocolate-covered raisin now.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today renewing his call to ease coronavirus guidelines by Easter to get Americans back to work.
I'm sure that we have doctors that would say, let's keep it closed for 2 years, okay? Let's close it up for 2 years. Now, we got to get it open. Our people want it open, and that's the way this country was built.
Health officials caution against an early relaxation of social distancing procedures, warning it could cause COVID-19 infection and death rates to skyrocket. The UK and other Western European countries all restricting travel over coronavirus concerns, affecting some 350 million people.
Including Spain, which saw a record number of fatalities and cases overnight. Italy remains the hotspot for COVID-19. All told in Europe, there are now 195,000 cases, over 10,250 deaths. That's more than triple the deaths from less than a week ago.
Fox's Greg Palcott. America is listening to Fox News.
You listening to the news?
You're going
to
be scared right out of your pants.
Keep your pants on. 2 years we're going to sit here doing this? Take me now, Lord. I'm not interested in that. Somebody has got to take the bull by the horns. By the porn? Was that a Freudian? Are you making one of those things for me?
Yes, I am. I think you need a little vitamin C.
It's not a chocolate-covered raisin she's building over there, but it is real healthy. And you know that I am a stickler for healthy food. I don't know what happened to David Blackman today, but he's got a blog up at dbdailyupdate.com about the president's statement today about shooting for Easter as a date. He says, I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go better. For an investment community hungering to see a bottom reached in the stock market index, this is a crucial moment in time. There's no way the markets can find their bottom when they have no certainty or even an idea about when business might resume and start getting the economy fully back online. Markets are already soaring today on the prospect. In fact, the Dow had its best day in 87 years. A couple of friends of mine have gotten their portfolios hit hard. But again, that's today. This is when you got to trust God. This is the U.S. We're going to bounce back. And we got the right guy in the White House to make sure that happens. The president's move to set a firm target date for beginning to get the economy moving again will only serve to support that positive sentiment among investors longing for good news. As usual, President Trump's sense of timing was impeccable. Be glad he's your president. And if you're not, you can continue to live under circumstances like the ones we're enjoying now, with businesses closing, shutting down, people hiding under their beds. The coronavirus is going to get me, you know. Mr. Bread and Milk. That guy, where do I put him? I know I put him in the system, and I put him there, and I keep losing him. I think I've reached that delicate age. Hey, one thing you can do, if you want to, buy yourself a little time and lower your monthly payment is refinance your house. The guy that can make that happen for you is Morris Capuano. He's not out of business. He's not closing his doors. You can do that over the phone with a call to 409-9300. One of the things about our current economy is that interest rates are just unbelievably low. They may never be this low again. And when you're in the process of refi, the payment process stops once that's filed. So, if you have concerns, this is one way you can be proactive. Give Morris a call. Ask questions. 409-9300 is his number. 409-9300. Morris has been through all of America's ups and downs and economic times. He knows his way. God, if anybody is equipped to be a comforting voice and a helpful voice at a time like this, it's Morris. So reach out. 409-9300. His partnership with Renaissance Bank has given him access to lots of programs that can help people with various issues. So don't write yourself out until you've made the call. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank. They are an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669, but Morris's number is 409-9300. Local news is, you have those new updated numbers?
I did. And get back to that page.
Well, we'll come back to them in just a second. Here's your local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The latest Alabama Department of Public Health COVID-19 cases have been released. The total number of people is now up to 215. In our area, we now have 8 confirmed cases in Montgomery County, as well as 8 cases in Elmore County. Also, Tallapoosa County has 1 case. The Alabama State Department of Education has confirmed one of their employees has tested positive for the coronavirus. The floor the employee works on hasn't been closed, but the section the person works in, as well as hallways close to the area, have been closed for deep cleaning. The city of Montgomery, along with Montgomery County and Pike Road, have teamed up with the county EMA to offer a text alert system that's free to the public. The alerts provide instant and convenient access to official information on the coronavirus outbreak. If you live or work in Montgomery County, you can register by texting MGMSAFE to 888-777. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's only March, but we have a forecast more like late April or May. We'll look for a risk of scattered thunderstorms around tonight, becoming breezy, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower early, otherwise mostly sunny later on. High 84 Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, near 90 Friday, upper 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be close to tying or exceeding records Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the pollen count is going back up into the high range during the late week period, especially. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You must be this tall to board this ride. We'll pause it right there because right now the roller coaster is on its way up. Let's get the latest from Mr. Wright on the money. Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. How you doing, buddy?
You know what? Yeah, I'm doing well. It's been a crazy day, crazy last two or three weeks. It'll take a lot out of you. But, yeah, I'm doing really well. What a day. Biggest single day in the market since 1933.
87 years.
Yeah, pretty significant. You know, here's the thing. I think, you know, we all hear kind of what's going on. You kind of think of it. There are really two key policy actions, you know, that I've talked about for years on the show, and that's monetary policy and fiscal policy. The amount of liquidity and stimulus that Congress and the Fed is throwing at this thing is going to end up being around $6 trillion, according to Larry Kudlow. $6 trillion. Wow. That's a significant amount of money. Put that in perspective, our economy, you know, peaked at around $22 to $23 trillion in size. So we basically, for all intents and purposes, sort of borrowing several years worth of GDP and accelerating it to today. And not all of that is new money that's been created or just giveaway programs. You know, around $500 billion or so is going to be loans, direct loans, to the very largest corporations in America. And those are actual loans. That's not a bailout. That's money that these companies have to pay back. So, but, you know, the rest of it is, you know, SBA loans, grants, you name it. It's a big deal. And you cannot create that amount of money without there being severe consequences down the road. And I just have to say that, you know, we can question, you know, the virus and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, that's a lot of cash. And I suspect I'm going to have to say the same thing that I said back in 08 and 09. That once again, we're about to look at one of the greatest reflation trades that we've ever seen. And when I say reflation, I'm talking about the raw materials, raw material cost, input cost probably will skyrocket in the next 12 to 24 months as a result of this. Asset prices, the cost of money and capital is practically at zero. So you think about the impact that has on real estate prices. It's the list goes on and on and on. And certainly equity prices, stock prices should eventually follow. So the stimulus deal is big news if we can get it done. We all know the problems there, and it's so infuriating that I'm not even sure I can spend much time on it. Because it gets me so worked up. I'm like you yesterday with my head going to explode. But that's a big part of it. And I just think I think that the long story short is, you know, when the president came out early this morning and said, you know, in the virtual town hall, we're going to bring this economy back by Easter, that put this market into hyperdrive. That was a very, very powerful, very bold statement that not many people were expecting him to say.
But, you know, there's a way it can be done. We may have to do with some inconveniences like wearing a mask or gloves. I'm just speculating here. But these doctors who are, well, it might take 2 years. Well, good Lord, how many people are dying every day of a dozen other things, far more than from this corona thing, which... The thing that's ticking me off is the complete and utter lack of perspective that the media, I mean, they're so responsible for so much of this hoarding and panic buying and all the rest of it. Man. And by the way, What does the public believe? 60% of Americans approve of President Trump's handling of this situation. 60%, with the media doing everything in its power to wreck it for him. And I find that very encouraging. And I think what everybody's been waiting for is some kind of a goal that we can work towards. And if he says April 12th, Easter Sunday, then that just raises the hope level all over the place. And you saw it in the markets and everything else today. And on a very individual basis, I have a question. I have several friends who are very stressed because their 401ks have been pretty hard hit, as many have. What do you say to folks in general who have seen those kind of losses? For me, I'm thinking, okay, that's right now. That's not forever. It'll take a little time, but it will come back.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. It will. So here's the question. Do we really believe that this is it for America? You know, that it's all over? And if we believe that, then yeah, your 401k is in trouble. But I don't. And I don't think that the vast majority of people believe that either. This is the brightest country that the world has ever seen. It's the greatest experiment the world's ever seen. And it's not over. I think that we are going to come roaring back. I think that one positive that's going to come out of this is that we're all going to have a far greater appreciation for the simpler things in life. You know, we've spent time with our families. We've been able to do things with our kids that we normally wouldn't have been able to do. I think it calls into question, where are our priorities and where do we get our sustenance and all of those kinds of things. Having money in the market is an investment. It's not where our hope comes from. It's an investment. And we invest in all kinds of things. And so when you invest in your 401k or in stocks and bonds, you're investing in the United States of America and a hope and a belief that this is the greatest country on earth and it's going to continue to grow and prosper. Right. And so that, to me, is the fundamental question. And I just tell everyone, you have to stay the course. You have to stay the course. We've been through these things before. We're going to get through this one as well. And you just have to keep the faith and keep pressing onward. Now, with that being said, those who are retired, they have to use those accounts to live off of. So you do have to manage risk. Yeah. There's no question. You have to manage risk. Right. That's one of the things we talk about so much and we pride ourselves on here. So, it's not over. That's the key thing.
On a positive note, I think it's just getting started, the recovery. What we saw today, the president's town hall, he's no dummy. He didn't pull that date out of thin air. But he knows that for us to really bounce back from all of the fear, the panic and everything else, to give time to the supply chains to restock and restore, that's a reasonable date.
It's an absolute reasonable date. I think it was a stroke of genius, personally. I mean, Easter is obviously a very, very meaningful day to so many people in this country for obvious reasons. So I think that resonates loud and clear with people from the standpoint of faith and hope. The other thing is that he's a businessman and an entrepreneur, and he understands what's happening. We're not about to hand this country over to socialists and communists. We're not going to nationalize every industry out there or take this country down because of this virus. At some point, he's right, and everyone knows it. The cure is far greater problem than the disease, the risk in that. So you've got to bring the country back online. Plus, we have learned a lot about this. We know what we need to do. Mm-hmm. We know how to keep our hands clean, how to clean off surfaces and do all those things. I'm not going to go through the list of them, but we can go back to work. We just have to be smart about it.
I work next to Rosie Brock. I may never have a sick day the rest of my life. She's
oh my God.
The studio. Breathe deep, the Glathering Clorox. It's
and eat vitamin C.
Yeah. What are these things?
Halos.
Halos, yeah. That's kind of an oxymoron, me eating a halo, isn't it?
No, listen, I love those halos.
There's always hope, isn't there, Brant? Well,
yeah.
Folks,
oh, yeah. There is.
You know, if you want to sit at home and have, as I said earlier, MSLSD and the rest of them screaming at you.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
You want to have viable information, call this man at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. Because the next time, and there's always a thing down the road, we have no idea what it is or when it'll happen, sooner or later, who knows. But those who have a nest egg get through these with a little less anxiety. And that's something you might make a commitment to start doing when this thing starts to pass. And that begins with a phone call to this gentleman right here. Brant McDonald, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. I hope we have another great day tomorrow. We'll look forward to talking to you around the same time.
Ditto, my friend, and look forward to it.
Take care. All right, I got a couple of things. I have 10 good news stories.
Yay.
11 if you count the market rally today. See, I really think that that was critical for the president to put something on the calendar where we can say, okay, it's March 24th, April 12th. I can manage that. And since they are resupplying things we might need, you know, to work in certain situations, got to get the country, because the cure does not need to be worse than COVID-19. And by the way, as we mentioned earlier, I should have made them. I'll do it again. By the way, I got a note from David. He got off track today, sidetracked. So we're going to try and book him for tomorrow. But it's a fake news story. Fake news story about people who try the hydroxychloroquine. And it killed them. No, it didn't. They drank fish tank cleaner. It says right on the bottle, not for human consumption. It's not hydroxychloroquine. So, but the media, no, look at the cure. It's terrible. It's not going to matter. Tabitha's on the phone.
Yes.
Hello, Tabitha.
Hey there, Mr. Greg. How are you doing today?
I am doing okay. How about you?
Well, I'd say you're doing peachy, but you just had some halos, so you're probably doing orangey right now.
Yeah.
This is true, and don't say orange man bad, because I am that orange man, at least for the next few minutes while I finish these off. They're very good.
Oh, man. Well, I've got my two kids in the car, Zelda and Braden. You want to get a shout-out for them? I know we were super appreciative. We're just now leaving the office, and just wanted to drop in and say that I appreciate the segment you had about folks still working in the office so we can all get together and do this, because, it's just a great opportunity for folks to stick together and to be able to serve one another.
Absolutely.
In and out, in the office, out of the office, and we, you already know what we do in our office, and your good neighbor's still there for you, even those signs posted all over the doors.
I actually got an email. Actually got an email from your corporate today explaining how they're trying to help, through all of this, and that was very reassuring.
Absolutely, and we're doing everything we can to beat this and to accommodate our family members, because that's what we call it. It's not a customer-based system.
Now
we call it a family member system.
The two Utes that you wanted a shout-out for, what are the names again?
Oh, what are your names, guys?
I'm Raiden.
I'm Zelda.
Zelda and Raiden.
Hi, Mr. Grant.
Hi, kids. Welcome to Radio Land.
Hey, you are on the radio right now. How snazzy is that?
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, and it's such a blessing, too, with companies that are allowing folks who do have to work in the office to be able to bring their kids, much like our office does. And so we just have to continue to get together and remember that fear kind of breaks us up. It disgruntles us.
Fear will be your enemy always.
Fear will be your enemy always. That is correct.
That is so true.
Yes.
And it's also a lie. Lie.
It is a lie. We have a saying we picked up in our office, acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. And
that's
we have
right.
to remember facts versus fiction in all of this. And
false evidence, false expectations. I've heard it anyway, but it's all the truth. Fear is a lie.
So, you know, even though door offices are closed with a lot of folks, be sure to call the number, too, because you don't know who's still in the office working for you, in the home, out of the home, in the office, and out of the office. And you certainly know you can give us a buzz if you need anything.
Absolutely. It's great to hear from you and have the kids, and we're going to get through this sooner than later.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. Tell the family we said hello, and we appreciate everything you do and for the truth you're given and the way you give it, too. So that's certainly appreciated.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You take
All
care.
Right, guys. Can you tell them bye?
Since I'm on radio, I'm going to give out a big shout out for Mr. Greg.
Yay.
Thank you, kids.
All right, you guys. All right, tell them thank you and have a great day.
You too. I think those two kids have just established a new standard of...
Adorable.
Yes.
I mean, even more than Rich, if that... I mean, that's like a building one story higher than the Empire State Building. That's big.
That is.
That is huge, and that was incredibly cute.
Yeah.
527. Let's see. I've kind of had to punt here a little bit. David did send me a message. Like everybody else, got into the weeds. That was Bob Baumhauer's term of the night. And again, here's a guy I've known for 40 years. I have never heard the level of concern in his voice. And I posted, they're calling this National Takeout Day, so we can help those who, you know, can do it. I've asked people to share the restaurant they're doing takeout with on my Facebook page. We mentioned, hang on one second here while I scroll. I'm doing a lot of things on the fly. All right, somebody did Texas Roadhouse. Somebody's craving Hardee's. We'll get over there. San Marcos. And hang on one second.
I know Duke's been to El Jalisco.
Yeah, I went there over the weekend. And I got to tell you, it hit me to see no cars in their parking lot, but they were there. And to see them worried. Those are my friends there.
Mm-hmm.
And my advertisers support the show, but they're my friends. I know these people personally. I take their business personally.
Yeah, and Bob's not got just some restaurant in Montgomery.
All
he's,
over.
Yeah, four of, up in the Jefferson County area.
And a lot of people, you know, he's trying to make payroll. He's trying to keep everybody going. El Paso Chili Company on Northeastern Bypass, 539 Eastern Boulevard, 244-0118. If you want to try something, I've never been there, so I may get my own butt over there before the week is out. Those of us who can, this is a time we need to invest in our community. And we're doing pretty well. The numbers are not skyrocketing in the river region here. And I hope the governor, I know they're doing some, they have a larger issue in the northern end of the state. That does not mean we have to shut the whole of Alabama down. We need to be thinking about how we're going to get the whole of Alabama up and working again by the president's goal date. This is Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Great.
We're all right. How about you?
I'm out here at Jan's Beach House, and the parking lot is surrounded with people doing takeout. It's a pretty good thing.
I'm so glad to hear that. Love Jan's Beach House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to pass that along. Anybody gets hungry and wants to eat, they'll make it up for you.
The other day, was it Sunday they were doing that? And they had some singers on the back porch as people were coming and going with their food.
Might have been Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them. And I tell them I said hello, please. I have to.
I was telling them they're bringing me in my order now, and I was telling them who I was talking to.
Thank you for calling in, Bobby.
Yeah, take care, man. Stay in touch. Connection was getting a little dicey there. You want to get out of the city, and you want to get out to a place where when you visit, it's almost like, what's this problem everybody's talking about? And that's Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. in my highly unorganized state here today with all the chaos coming and going, you find them on Facebook. And they're about 25 minutes east on Vaughan Road as it turns into 110 in Fitzpatrick. That's the easiest part to figure out. So it's about 25 minutes from our crowded town at Vaughan and Taylor. This is a revelation. Clay Ford, he's the man behind it. And they sell the most amazing, I mean, you got geraniums, beautiful and colorful, huge ferns. I finally had my first fern.
I love ferns.
They come in 10-inch hanging baskets, $13. But it's big.
Yeah.
This looks like the fern that could eat Bellwood West. It's big and, I mean,
fluffy.
There's plants, and then there's plants that they grow at Fitzpatrick Greenhouse that they know what they're doing. You get a pallet of, they're called Better Boy tomatoes. You get a pallet of those plants for $12. There's 24 plants in a pallet. So the prices are just amazing. And again, we've had some, Jay Quellen, what was she doing last weekend with little Stevie? They were building their first garden out in the yard. Approaches everything. So here's a chance maybe to, fill yourself with, make sure you have enough tomatoes for those summer burgers off the grill and the BLTs that are ahead in your life.
Tomato sandwiches.
I gotta have, what do you put on a tomato sandwich? Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Pepper?
Pepper and salt. Delicious.
Anyway, they got 10-inch pots of Million Bells ready this week. That's a full sun plant. New items every week. And it's all grown right there at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Look them up on Facebook. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. All your information is right there. And I think you'd be really impressed. It is a page loaded with color and green and beautiful things. And that's right about what we need right now. So go out there and see Clay. Take a little nice drive in the country to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Speaking of driving,
traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got an accident just past Wears Ferry Road on the Northeast Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That one's been ongoing for a bit. Should be out of the way, but use caution just in case. A lot of congestion outbound on Norman Bridge Road, East South Boulevard at some of the major intersections. Highway 331 busy. 231 to Wetumpka. A little traffic there and some traffic on 31 to Prattville. Interstate system looking good. Rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pets safe. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class 24/7 member service whenever you need it. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama State Department of Education has confirmed one of their employees has tested positive for the coronavirus. The floor the employee works on hasn't been closed, but the section the person works in, as well as hallways close to the area, have been closed for deep cleaning. The city of Montgomery, along with Montgomery County and Pike Road, have teamed up with the county EMA to offer a text alert system that's free to the public. The alerts provide instant and convenient access to official information on the coronavirus outbreak. If you live or work in Montgomery County, you can register by texting MGMSAFE to 888-777. The latest Alabama Department of Public Health COVID-19 cases have been released. The total number of people is now up to 215. In our area, we now have 8 confirmed cases in Montgomery County, as well as 8 cases in Elmore County. Also, Tallapoosa County has 1 case. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It sounds to me, 8 cases... We can't close the city over 8 cases.
It's 9 now. That's an earlier report.
Over 9 cases.
Right.
There's 9 cases of something...
Absolutely.
Far worse than that.
Yeah, they just updated the numbers.
We're doing... Otago has 1.
Mm-hmm.
Prattville, please, don't go into a panic, okay?
Elmore still has 8.
The growth... over the course of the week has been very, very slow.
Right.
Places with real problems with this thing are New York, where they got 10,000 cases. But I still don't recall this kind of hysteria over the H1N1 virus. And I got to share this note from Valerie. We went to Fitzpatrick Greenhouse this Saturday. The people were very nice and helpful. Told them we came from Prattville because of your show, The Goose's Dad, as I say. Bought asparagus ferns, 2 ferns for the sun, and 4 amazing geraniums, and they are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The box store, she's doing a little price comparison here, geraniums are about $15 and about a third the size. Please check them out. Thanks. And thank you, Valerie, and everybody else who's helping the people that keep us on the air. Some are not faring as well as others, but we need I need you, we need you, they need you, as the boss just said a couple of minutes ago. This is how we do our bit through this situation. Speaking of terrific people.
Hello.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Adorable.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's only March, but we have a forecast more like late April or May. We'll look for a risk of scattered thunderstorms around tonight, becoming breezy, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower early, otherwise mostly sunny later on. High 84 Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, near 90 Friday, upper 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be close to tying or exceeding records Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the pollen count is going back up into the high range during the late week period, especially. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I just sneezed. I think the pollen count is already going up. And the building cleared. Rosie left. I'm here by myself. let's see. I got a couple of things. Earlier I was talking about, I finally found out why my publisher says the column didn't arrive with the email I sent with the photo. So I can't read it because he doesn't have it either. And if I get home and it's not on my computer, I may not be here tomorrow morning because I will. Anybody, when you write, you know this because you write yourself. There is nothing worse than trying to have to recreate something that you've already done. It is. When I first started using computers, sometimes they would just power out and they did not have the autosave feature. I more than two or three times that would happen to me and I would go berserk. Can't get it back. It's off into the hinterlands of the internet. But we received a couple of things today that may lift spirits. You probably know of the, let's see, where is that? The Holderness family. We've played some of their stuff in the past. They have a hand washing parody out. So let's give it a quick
I was
listen.
At Target
ba-dum.
Today.
Ba-dum.
This is the aisle for sanitizer. Ba-dum. It is totally ba-dum. Empty. Ba-dum. Everyone's freaking.
Ba-dum.
Everyone's scared.
Ba-dum.
Do you remember ba-dum. Just one ba-dum. Month ago when no ba-dum. One really ba-dum. Cared?
Ba-dum.
But the coronavirus, ba-dum. Now we sterilize. It took a global crisis ba-dum. To realize ba-dum. We can't leave the bathroom. Not today.
Ba-dum.
Now we just
ba-dum.
Air hug each
ba-dum.
Other from like 30
ba-dum.
Feet away. We used to shake
ba-dum.
Hands.
Ba-dum.
That's a no.
Ba-dum.
I just assumed
ba-dum.
You couldn't
ba-dum.
Figure out the motion triggered soap.
Ba-dum.
Did you see this study
ba-dum.
That I found online?
Ba-dum.
One third of Americans
ba-dum.
Are flat out lying.
The coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God!
You know, Sam, our listener that calls, he's out walking his cats.
Now, there is a real challenge.
I guess he lives in the wide open spaces, but there's photographic evidence, Rosie.
Wow.
Right there. And we're going to come back from this break. There's another tune that somebody, there actually is a song called Fear is a Liar.
Yes.
By Zach Williams.
Absolutely. It's a great song.
This was just sent to me by one of our astute listeners, Mark Cumby.
Yes.
Mark is like
Mark
one of
would
our,
know.
Yeah, yeah. 5:46 is the time I talked to my good buddy Jeff Mallinson earlier today. You know, people are going to Georgia Floors Direct, and they're getting flooring. This is an awesome time to go do that. First of all, let me emphasize, I've known Jeff for well over 10 years. They are doing the full sanitary thing at Georgia Floors Direct. They are doing the social distancing, but you can still see the flooring that you want. And really, it's an awesome time to go look, because not only do you have your everyday wholesale price at Georgia Floors Direct, but they assimilated the inventory of a flooring place that went under a few months back. It had nothing to do with this virus thing. It was just they decided to close their doors. So Georgia Floors Direct pulled up hundreds of remnants and stacks and piles of all kinds of flooring at well below wholesale prices, and they're turning around and selling that at below wholesale prices. And I've been talking for a year. Remember the big bathtub flood?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for 1 year now, I've had two-tone carpeting in the bedroom, and I've just been, I'm getting my butt over there, and I'm going to pick something out. I got to get some carpeting in the room. Plus that hideous, you don't have to explain that to people to come walking through. And get it installed by their people. So again, here's another great business. Doors remain open at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. They are the cleanest group in town. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers would welcome you at Georgia Floors Direct. And look them up on Facebook, like them, and see all the things they post that are great for your home.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Roosevelt said it. It was true then, and it's true today. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. He made a few other mistakes, but I totally agree with that. And right now, I think that's our biggest enemy. I want to play a little bit of the Zach Williams tune called Fear is a Liar.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful song.
It is.
And I would like to play that in its entirety. So I know you'll remind me to do that tomorrow.
Okay. I will.
I just give it to Rosie. You see, that's how, when I find myself in times of trouble, I give it to God. And when I'm in the studio, I give it to Rosie. Because she's the closest point between me and God that I know of. You or Terry are both my my spiritual mentors. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I heard you talking about the guy without walking his cats.
Yes.
My brother a while back had rented a place up on Lake Weedowee, which is about 96 miles from my house. And I was going to put my cat in the kennel, and he said, don't do that. He'll bring him with you. I said, he ain't going to ride 96 miles. He said, yeah, he will. So I went and bought him a harness, and I got him walking on it. And sure enough, a cat can be walked on a leash.
I used to, I didn't have to put a leash on her, but I grew up with dogs, when I got a cat, I kind of treated her like, and she would go for walks with me and the dog when we eventually got one. It was kind of an amazing thing. The neighbors used to get a big kick out of that.
We went up on Lake Weedowee, and I didn't want to run the risk of losing him, so I bought a harness for him.
Yeah, no, and look.
Just taught him to walk on it.
Unfortunately, that did not work out well for us in the long run. Not because we didn't keep track of her, but she wanted to be outside. And she would eat her way through screen doors. And something unfortunate happened that I'd rather not go into now. But she was a marvelous little girl for 10 years. Thank you for the call. Did we get something over the phone of interest?
No.
We got the coronavirus.
Verona?
Yeah. People calling up with nothing. All right.
People want to chat.
Yeah.
They want to chat.
Well, we're going to chat on air, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's...
I mean, really, that nothing... Don't call 272-9228 if you're not going to come on the air. Unless it's a traffic blurb or something like that that we need to get out there. Haven't had too many of those lately because there's not as much traffic, right, Wendell?
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents anywhere in the River Region right now. We are looking at interstates that are rolling at the speed limit. The Boulevard looks great. Moderate traffic all the way around the city. Some light congestion Northeast Boulevard around Ware's Ferry over to Wetumpka Highway. That's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully, and keep it here. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class 24/7 member service whenever you need it. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Happening across the nation right now. ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Rosie is my music director, and she sent me a song called The Comeback.
Yes.
And this is applicable to now?
Absolutely.
We'll enjoy a little of this as we get ready to make way for David and Rusty next. Is this going to play or is this going to spin around like and torment me after I just... All right, let me close 500 or 600 of these windows
good
we're
idea.
Not using. Let's go back to The Comeback and see if it won't play for us now. How about that?
You with primitive radio equipment.
It's The Comeback.
Sorry, kid. Maybe next year.
After a season of nightfalls and pushbacks, after the heart of wrong turns inside tracks, just when they think they got you game set. Here comes a comeback. Just cause you laid low, got up slow and steady, don't mean you backed out or bowed out. You're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty. Oh, oh, oh. Here comes a comeback. This is your time, your moment. The fight, you're golden. You've come so far.
Stuff. It's not Freebird, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
As we make way for David and Rusty, thank you, Larry Stevens, for joining us this afternoon. Rosie Brock, back in the morning with Rich Thomas.
Hello.
Jay Scott.
Great Scott.
And yours truly.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Adios, muchacho.
Pretty successful, bro.